My special guest is nutritionist Katie King, and we're looking at what it means to be gluten intolerant, what it means to have celiac disease. And Katie, there are a number of other conditions that can come with gluten intolerance. Let's start looking at those. The first is non-celiac gluten sensitivity. What is that?
Yeah, so non-celiac gluten sensitivity is actually recognised as a gluten-related condition now. And basically, it just means that when somebody eats gluten, they, you know, they get those symptoms like that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
But once gluten is removed from the diet, they seem to recover and there's no problems whatsoever. However, in non-celiac gluten sensitivity, there's no self-destruction of the small intestine. It's not autoimmune in nature or anything like that. It's literally just an intolerance to gluten.
Mm.
I think it's really important that we still look at the quality of the overall diet and make sure we're eating good quality whole foods and really determining whether, am I just eating bad food or do I have a genuine intolerance? And,
sure.
And either one of those, there are definitely genuine intolerances to gluten, but it's important that it's, you know, ascertained in the correct way.
Yeah. Gluten ataxia then, Katie, what's that?
I remember sort of learning about that and I had to go back and sort of look into it, but it's pretty rare and I certainly have never seen it. It's like a loss of muscle coordination related to gluten. So people sort of start to sway and they can't walk properly and it's all connected with gluten, but the incident rate is like 0.0001%. Like
right.
I think it's 10 out of every 100,000 people have that particular condition.
Sure. And the final one I want to look at is wheat allergy. So how does that compare then to what we've been talking about?
Yeah, so that's an IgE-mediated reaction, which means that when we look at allergies, an IgE-mediated reaction will be something that happens straight away. Somebody might eat a wheat product and they might get really short of breath or they might break out in a rash quite suddenly. So it can be quite serious, but it's an allergy to wheat, not necessarily to gluten. So
right.
There are other proteins in wheat besides gluten, and a wheat allergy just means basically that somebody is literally allergic to one of those other proteins, but they may be able to eat other gluten-containing grains without issues.
Sure. Katie, it certainly seems that there is a lot to this, but I just want to thank you this morning for helping to bring some clarity towards gluten intolerance this morning. That's nutritionist Katie King. Until next time, Katie, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.